This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's up, America? Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 100% full-fledged alpha male. Woo! Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the program. You could also call 844-551-8255. And let me begin by thanking Liz Mattery, who I asked a guest host on Friday. I was sick this week. I got sick on Thursday. Actually, I got sick Wednesday, but, you know, and so I was sick before that, but that's a whole other story. But it got to the point where I couldn't do the show, so I asked Liz to step in. Liz and I met at CPAC, and I heard her story and said she needed a bigger audience. What an amazing talent, and I got great feedback. I'll play a couple of the things that you guys sent about Liz from different people that called after the show to tell me that they want more of her. And you will. Liz is one of my official guest hosts. We'll have a couple of others as well. But she's certainly, you're going to hear more from her. And as I told her when I talked to her, I said, because Liz won a contest to do a show. She's got a weekend show, and I hope she told you guys about it so you can follow it. But she won a contest over hundreds of people who do radio, people that were radio people, and Liz won, and so she got a show. The outcome of it was they gave her her own show. It's on the weekends in whatever the market that she's in, I believe up in the New York or D.C. And so when we were talking and she told me her story, it was compelling. I was like, man, this is a great story. Number one, this lady comes out of nowhere. She was a former Democrat, if I'm not mistaken. She probably told your story. And then she's, you know, drinks the Kool-Aid. Well, she was drinking the Kool-Aid. Now she's come over, you know, from the dark side into the light. And she was telling me how that evolution occurred. And I told her that's a story many people need to hear. And look, I tell my side of things. I was never a Democrat. Proudly, I was never that stupid. And I don't, you know, I know that offends some people who were Democrats, but they would admit they were stupid. So it shouldn't be offensive to them. But I was never that stupid. But I like to hear those convergence stories. Have you guys hear them so you can understand that there are people out there lost and they figure it out. And when they figure it out, they come over with a vengeance. And that's what Liz did. Came over to our side with a vengeance. Sheriff Clark, former Democrat, came over to this side with a vengeance. A guy that we feature from time to time, Chris Harris, he'll be on the show. Chris, former Democrat, came over with a vengeance. Now, that side I'll give to him. You know, I'll say, man, when they convert, they get mad. But see, I don't have to get mad. I've always been there. But here's the point of it. Liz deserves a big audience because she's talented. And unlike these other people out there who, you know, get afraid of somebody. Look, I'll put it to you this way. If Liz can do this show better than I can, she can have it. That's the truth. You know, we should be looking for people to replace us who we can help grow. And if we're able to help to facilitate that growth, then congratulations to us. It's like when I train as a martial artist. You know, I tell people all the time, you get measured on how many black belts you create, how many people that adopt your methodology, your mentality. That's how. So let me just give you kind of a quick martial arts thing. You can get your black belt, your first degree, by just being good and proficient. You have a level of proficiency. And your second degree generally means you have to enhance your skill set. So typically you'll take on a weapon, you learn a few more forms, and maybe they want to test your skill a little bit more in fighting. But when you get into the higher ranks, it's no longer about the physicality. It's about what are you giving back. And so here's what I would say to you. We have lots of first degree, maybe second degree black belts in the conservative movement. The Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is a second degree black belt. You know, Sean Hannity is one of the few people I know who promotes people. I know, I think Levin, he's responsible for Mark Levin. But here's the bigger point. None of these guys are really making stars. They're not bringing up the next generation of people. And part, I believe, is there's twofold. One, they figure, who needs me? You know, Kevin Jackson doesn't need Sean Hannity. Yeah, he's right. I can do things on my own. But here's what Sean could do. He could accelerate that growth. And by the way, he has. He's helped me quite a bit. But he could do more. And it isn't just me. It's the Liz Matteries of the world. Here's the deal. Most of you wouldn't even know who Liz is. Now you know her. And my hope is she gets as big as I am, if not bigger. And if I can facilitate that, I'm happy to do it. A guy told me one time, I guess, hosted for a show, and he said to the guy, the host, don't ever get somebody that's better than you on radio. And I haven't guest hosted that show since because I think that that's the fear of many people. I was trying to do a hit, a weekly hit in the Arizona area, and I talked to a guy that's on the show, on a morning show regularly, because I did, used to do a morning, well, I'd still do it in St. Louis. And the guy, yeah, we'll get you on, man. And I met him, and I sensed immediately that he was kind of chumpy, that he was one of these guys that's afraid to let somebody's light shine because it would, you know, take away his. And I think that is so bad for the conservative movement. We should be looking for the people to promote, to get them ahead, to help them get that next step. There are far too few of us who are willing to do that. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed Liz. You will hear more from her. I'm going to actually try to get her to join my team and be a part of it so we can promote her really heavily. She's obviously going to be guest hosting the show from time to time. And we'll also feature a few others that I think you would have never heard of had it not been for us. And that's one of the things I want to do. And I have no fear of these people coming in and doing their style of radio. I think that's great. And if I could do one day a week and have four people give you four different styles, I would do it in a heartbeat. And we'd probably have one of the most successful radio shows out there. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I did a segment on the alpha male. Well, technically it was on the beta male. I don't know if you guys watched over the weekend. But yes, I was on Fox and Friends, and we were talking about alpha males versus beta males. And I was thinking to myself, nobody wants a beta male. How long would a beta male survive in the wild? I mean, you might as well let an infant in the wild. If you take a beta male on a camping trip, you might as well have a three-year-old. That person can't read a compass, doesn't know how to start a fire, wouldn't know how to, I mean, couldn't get you. You would, I'm just saying, don't even do it. Because unless you're doing it and it's a cabin and it's wired for cable, you're wasting your time with a beta male. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Plus a lot.
Jackson Radio Show. Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin, where did you find her? Liz Vettori. Wow, she is calm and collect. She is level-headed. And she sees it and tells it like it is. Well, I'm an old man. I'm already married for 40 years. Can't marry her. Can I adopt her? She is awesome. Hey, you found someone. Yes, yes, you're bringing the truth, hopefully to the world. You know, I'm a devoted listener to your show, Kevin, and now you've got to have Liz on from time to time. Yes, speaking the truth. Love it, love it. All right, thanks, bud.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That was a caller who obviously appreciates Liz's work, and I said, what can I say? Liz is amazing, and I'm glad she's going to be helping me from time to time when I travel. And, you know, or if I'm ill, I was sick last, well, my goodness, geez, it was horrible. Anyway, I'm glad Liz was able to sit in for me. So we got a lot to talk about. Holy cow. You know, when I miss a few days, it isn't like the left takes a break, right? So I learned this. I don't know if you guys saw these stories over the weekend. A coffee shop won't serve cops. We'll talk about that. U.S. Steel. We got the tariffs, right? So we'll be talking about the tariffs. I don't know if you guys saw me. I was on Steve Hilton's show on Sunday evening talking about tariffs in North Korea and all kinds of things. I hope I represented you well. Suing California. Jerry Brown has chimed in on the idea of him being sued because he's no longer protecting American citizens, but instead protecting Mexican banditos. We've got a potential for a second special counsel. Of course, we've got the ongoing investigation around Russiagate, which has now moved into the United Arab Emirates, which I find sort of interesting. We've got the economy, which, you know, who wants to talk about that? Jobs and money when there's Stormy Daniels to be talked about. Yeah. Donald Trump may have had a tryst with a porn star. Would it have mattered if she were a housewife? Would that have made a difference? And, you know, look, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to moralize over this issue. I'm not at all. If Donald Trump, as we say, tipped around on a Melania, shame on him. For shame, Donald Trump. But you know what? I'm not going to be sanctimonious about that kind of stuff, and neither should you. He who is without sin, who is without sin. You know, give me my Bible. What verse is that? Oh, man. The left want to make such an issue about this. You got to hear this one dude talk about this issue. Katie Hopkins is arguing not about this particular issue, but about Donald Trump and the out grabbing by the blank blank. And we have to bleep it out because they freely use the word. And the moderator actually uses it. But I want to start there. But it's funny to me that Larry Elder, a friend of mine, fellow radio show host, he tweeted this about the idea. It says, yo, at CNN and at MSNBC, don't you hate it when a breakthrough on North Korea preempts or pushes Stormy Daniels from your top story? Take a deep breath, rub some dirt on it, regroup, now get back to what you do best, Russia. And I thought that was so fitting. But I want to play this clip from Katie Hopkins discussing President Trump and you know, the whole incident that got him there. And there's something the guy says that I want you to pay particular attention to, and I'll see if you catch it.
Any part of you as a mother of two daughters I'm kind of thinking just for a moment about this, that this is the man who talked about grabbing women by the... Is there any point, a part of you that feels this is not my guy? I don't want this guy to be talking like this about any woman at all. Do you not despair for the future in any ways?
Sweetie, I would rather be grabbed by the than have a for president. Go you.
And you're happy with that language?
I'm very happy with that language. Look, none of us are that polite behind closed doors. My girlfriends have ruder language. Real men have ruder language. The gentleman clapping is a real man, obviously.
Real
he would have ruder language.
Katie,
see, I'm not offended by the
Katie,
expression.
He's no longer in the locker room. He's in the Oval Office.
Sure, and that was a private conversation 8 years ago before he was running. Whilst Clinton was in the Oval Office, of course, Monica Lewinsky was on her knees with Hillary stood right by her. So I don't know if you're going to say that's any better, sweetie, because I don't think it is.
She is not president. I'm talking about the current president's election.
Yes, but when Bill Clinton was president.
I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about the future.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was a British interview that Katie Hopkins is doing. Nice lady, Katie. I met her at CPAC. We have the same rep. Anyway, did you notice what that guy said? I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about the present. Really? So, wait a minute. I'm a little confused here. What we're talking about is an interview where Trump talked about, it was a locker room conversation with Billy Bush, and that was, it was 8 years ago or whatever number of years ago. Just think about the selective, how the left behave. It's when it was Bill Clinton doing what he did in the White House as president, they said, it's his private life. It's his private life. Donald Trump has done none of the things that they've talked about as president. He didn't even do it as a candidate. And they dismiss.
Oh, well, we're talking about the present.
No, you're not. You're not talking about the present, and we know that. See, they think we're stupid. And so, guess what? They have a story that they think's going to stick. I said earlier, not on the broadcast, but in other interviews and stuff, I said, look, if you really believe this is going to stick, you know, it's like Donald Trump's a racist. Where's that at now? Oh, well, there's no reason to talk about it because we don't need to rile black people up right now. So that's gone. Now, Donald Trump was a misogynist because he was grabbing women by the you-know-what. That was now, oh, no, he's a philanderer. Right? And what's next? Oh, he hates Mexicans. Well, why is he trying to pass DACA? And I could go on. So it's funny to watch. And look, this isn't mainstream media here. Katie was doing an interview with some British guy. But what's interesting to me about that is the level of conversation that goes on about American politics around the world and how the leftist media has left these little breadcrumbs, and even that these guys are picking up on stuff like this. Forget what's going on. We just had U.S. Steel, who says they're going to bring 500 new jobs back because of the tariffs of Donald Trump. We're going to get into tariffs separately. But they're going to bring 500 jobs back. I did research on how much steel we make in America. What percentage? What percentage of steel is made in China? It was a shocking thing. Do you know, you guys have any idea how much our steel is made in China? I'm talking about the world. Half of it. This started right around, I don't know, 1990s, 2000. China was a very small steel manufacturer, steel producer. Now they have 50% of the world steel. That's how big they've gotten. We make 5%, just to put it in perspective.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract, Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Said, this is a fine trap. Bow! She said, you better do something. I said, you better learn how to take a compliment because I'm not getting whooped for you at all.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. So I was arguing on Fox and Friends the other day over the weekend about alpha males and beta males and things like this. And they had a guy's name is Ethan. I couldn't see him, but he seems like a nice guy. And he's arguing, they said, well, Rachel, the host, co-host of Fox and Friends in the Morning, temporary until I guess Abby gets back, but she was talking to him and saying, you know, so Ethan, tell us what a beta male is. And he says, well, a beta male is an evolution of man where we've gone away from being a warring society. And we no longer need the alpha male, the guy who's, he used terminology like we were prone to violence and all these other things. And he says now we can, you know, beta males are reasonable. They learn how to reason, they think, and they're very sensitive to various issues and things like this. And I just chuckled as I heard him say it. And when Rachel finally came to me, I said, you know, it's funny. This is how the left behaves. They wanted you to believe that all the best qualities of men are in this emasculated man that's known as a beta male. The idea that Ethan would even come on to represent himself as a beta male, I think is hysterical. I proudly represent you alphas out there, because I know you're out there. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show and you're a dude, you're an alpha dude, or you're a beta who's training, who wants to be an alpha male. Let me tell you something. I will tell you something definitively, okay? Women, in general, human nature, around the globe, don't want a beta male. Period. Now, for some, that might be politically incorrect to say. But I'm going to tell you something. The hardcore feminists that are out there, they may want a beta male to kick around so they can pretend that they're, I'm woman, hear me roar. But trust me, they got an alpha male on the side. Because no woman who's truly in touch with her femininity wants another lady is her protector. Doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. It is a freak of nature if it does occur. Can I get a hallelujah and an amen and somebody please wipe my brow? Because I'm about to preach. Women don't want beta males. They don't want someone that goes with them to get, you know, the manicure. They, if you're your, what you do and you say, I'm going to take you with me to get your, you know, your nose hairs clipped and your eyebrows, you know, clipped off and your manicure and pedicure, I'm going to do something to kind of show you my life for just a moment. There's not a guy. Most guys will say, fine. Okay, honey, I'll go. And you know what? If you really are, I mean, I'm lazy. I want somebody to clip my toenails and feet, you know, and massage my feet. If I could get that done every day, I'd get it done every day. But I ain't going to be primping like one of these metrosexuals in New York that you can't tell a boy from girl. Look at these people in these fashion shows. Just Google male fashion show and look at these people. For all intents and purposes, it's skinny women. Hairless, it's skinny, flat-chested women. That's all it is. By the way, that's what it is on the female side, too. But this idea that girls want to hang out with their guy and, you know, and cuddle as they watch Say Yes to the Dress is ridiculous. They want a dude that's fixing on the furnace, that's getting the car repaired, that's doing the yard. And most importantly, they want somebody, when they're hanging on his arm, when the cake hits the fan, publicly or privately, they're there. Women will tell a guy in a minute, I don't need you to fix me. I don't need you to solve all my problems. But let me tell you, there are problems that women want a dude to solve. And they don't want a beta male. Because a beta male doesn't solve your problems. He's you know when you're dealing with an alpha male or a gay girl. So I'll give you an example. I had a friend, she's gay. She's stunningly beautiful. Stunningly beautiful. And one day, now this is before I knew she was gay. So I meet her. She's a beautiful girl. And one day we were all out having drinks with different people. And she says, yeah, my battery in my car, like, broke down. Or, you know, she says, I can't get my car to work or whatever. And it was, and I went, what do you think's wrong with it? And she goes, well, I'm not sure, but, you know, it won't start. And I went, it's probably just your battery. Like that. And she went, you think? And I went, yeah, it's either your battery or it's your starter, you know. Or, you know, or it could be, I forget what I was told her, but I gave her the things, that her alternator. I said, it could be these things. And she was like, and I said, you know, I said, but your alternator would be the most expensive. But I said, if it's your battery, you know, you can get your battery tested, whatever. So I just gave her a quick little, whoop, here's a couple things to do. And immediately my head went, she's gay. I went, she's gay. And so, you know, we broke up, you know, everybody went in our separate ways. And I don't remember, you know, the timelines and all this, but maybe a couple weeks later I was talking to some buddies, and they were like, man, that girl, Kevin, she's beautiful, this, that, and the other. And I went, yeah, she's gay. And they go, how do you know she's gay? Man, what are you talking about? I said, I don't really know for sure. But I said, here's why I'll tell you I think she's gay. I said, because when she described that problem that she had with her car, I said, a dude fixes that. If a guy dating her takes care of that instantaneously, a girl dating her, it's just like her going, I don't know, who you think? What do you think it is? I don't know. And so they start laughing. Well, guess what? I was vindicated. She's gay. And guess what? Her girlfriend was just as hot as she was. But that's a whole other subject. So now there are things that guys do. We are fixers. We take care of things. Like I said on TV the other day, I said, if you hear a bump in the middle of the night and you're nudging your girl to get up and take care of it, I just don't think that relationship's going to work. Even if she's a hardcore feminist, she wants you to take care of that. See, that's what I'm telling you. Nobody, no real woman likes a beta male. None. Unless your girlfriend is Cyborg, the MMA fighter, and she can whoop your head, and what's funny, even Cyborg wants an alpha male. Cyborg's husband, she's married. Yeah, she's married. I know she's not an overly attractive girl, but she's married. Looks like a dude, really. Her husband is bad to the bone. They may be one of the toughest couples in the world. Well, they're undoubtedly one of the toughest couples in the world because he's a really good fighter. He's not a champion. I mean, I don't think he's champion level. She's a champ. So he's a really good fighter. So there's a bump in the night. Cyborg is pushing on her husband. Hey, go check that out. And he gladly will do it. Now, the good news is she can back him up. That's unusual. Let me tell you something else about beta males. Beta males are bullies because they're like sissies. They're the ones that we have a comedy clip we play where you talk about gay guys are ruthless. They're ruthless. They talk about your fashion. They talk about, oh my gosh, I can't believe she came out in that muffin top. You know, they're ruthless. Biggest bullies on the planet. I'm not talking about physical bullies like want to brace you up, but verbal bullies talk about, you know, you can't speak or your hair or your, you know, that tan. They will, wearing white after Labor Day, they will brutalize you. And alpha males, we exist to put these chumps in their place. We're the ones that say, hey, calm down there, Queen Mosavi. Just kill your, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. You know, don't make me have to get up out of this chair. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll keep my mouth shut. Yeah, please do. Thank you. But like, it was funny, this guy Ethan, he wants to co-op this. It's like everything that the left wants to believe that they're good. Like when they talk, I'm a social liberal. I'm very conservative. I'm very tolerant. I'm very this or that. They are the least tolerant. So they want to take the best attributes of something and say, no, liberalism means I'm super tolerant. I care about everybody. I care about the environment. I do more for charity and all this. Blah, la, 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 la. What's that song? La, 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 la. Oh man, la 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 la. I wish I could play that clip when I'm on Fox debating liberals. I would just say, look dude, I need a responder, can you just play my clip? La la la. So, you know, look, BS narratives about men, we establish rape culture. Yeah, sure we do. They say that if you're, this guy said, you know, men are overly masculine, overly this, and, you know, they're looking to war. I don't know an alpha male, truly, that understands what being a man is, who looks for trouble. You don't look for trouble, but when trouble comes your way and you respond, they call it toxic masculinity. You know what's funny about this man? We played a clip the other day about a lady who wants to get rid of man. They don't want to call it mankind. But you won't hear her talking about getting rid of something like the boogeyman. Yeah, they don't want it to be the boogie woman. It's the boogeyman. She ain't going to complain about that because that's a negative connotation about men. One final point. Divorce in Hollywood is higher. You want to know why? Because of beta males. Those women want alpha males.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gay men scare me. Gay men scare me because they care about the same things that women care about, but with the aggression of men. It's a dangerous combination. Like, if my wife sees a friend of hers who's gained a little weight, she'll rip her apart, but be very tactful about it, you know. It looks like Barbara might have put on a pound or two. Our gay friend's like, please, she's a walrus. Look at her whiskers. Oh.
So true. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got a lot of notes after doing that segment on Fox about alpha males. And here's what one guy sent me. His name is Henry. He says, Kevin, after working with some 10,000 plus clients with issues and seeing life from so many aspects, unfortunately, I have no patience for dealing with Clark Kent beta males. I'm long in the tooth and now must be classified as a geezer with old-fashioned ideas who grew up being mentored by men from the greatest generation and understanding what it takes to be a rock-solid man in today's world. Keep on killing them with kindness and your bright smile as you pummel them with the facts and universal truths. I appreciate that note. And I got a ton of other ones, man. There were some funny ones. Women saying, can't stand beta males and so on and so forth. Anyway, let me tell you why you're here, why you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. In case you don't know, you're here because you know how to fight, but you choose not to. See, you figured leftists would gain their sensibilities and they'd understand that right is wrong. So for many, many, many years, you were like, nope, I'm not going to bother. Why bother, you know? But then you realize, you finally understood at some point, I don't know what did it for you. I would love to just go poll my audience and say, what was that thing that made you go, okay, enough is enough. In fact, let's do that. You know what? I'd love for you to write to me, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, however way you want to get a hold of us. Or you can call the show at 844-551-8255. I want to know, what was that moment where you went, that's it? Was it during the time of Obama? Was it during the time of Bush? Was it during the time of Trump? What was it? Maybe it was before all of that. What was it that made you go, okay, either you were a Democrat or leftist of some sort, and you said, look, that's not the way I think any longer. What did it? Or maybe you've been a conservative all the while, and you were like, no, man, things will fix itself, and it didn't. And something drove you over the edge. What was it? Was it guns? Was it, prayer in school? Was it some, the way they were treating kids, like, you know, sexualizing them or whatever? Give me an idea. I'm curious. They say McCain could step down, which means that seat could flip to a Republican. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about all the great news that's happening right now. And for the record, as much as I can't stand John McCain, I feel sorry for John McCain with his brain stuff, his brain cancer. I wish him nothing but well wishes in his health. That being said, he's a lunatic. And the idea that we're going to finally get to look at that Senate seat, and I got a lot of calls from congressmen over the weekend. It was some congressmen, but different people. I had a meeting with people running for Congress as well. I had a luncheon over the weekend, and both those seats being up for grabs, McCain and Flake. McCain is not going to make it. He's not going to be around very much longer. And I'm sad because I think when anybody dies, I feel sadness. Not whether I like them or not, I feel sadness for the family. There are people that probably love whoever dies, you know, and feels like they know where things went wrong. You know, it's like when my dad died, my great aunt loved my dad. Everybody in the family can't stand my father because he was a wretched soul. But my great aunt saw his potential. And she made me think a little differently about him. She was like, you know, nephew, you have to understand, it was the influences around your father that made him that way. And I'm like, I get it. But, you know, I could be around bad people. I still believe in my heart of hearts that I wouldn't do bad. But I can't say that definitively. So she made me soften a little bit in that regard. And, of course, you know, the Bible says, you know, that you need to, honor thy father and thy mother, regardless. Now, I have a different take of the people who raised me. The men who raised me are my fathers, not my biological fathers. So I think that I do honor them in more ways than I can even tell you. So great news on the economy. You guys hear about this? Yes, Stormy Daniels' porn sales are through the roof. Yeah. Bolstering, I don't know where she's from, but man, woo, the video industry is benefiting. And I was just thinking about this. Look at what Trump does for careers and America simultaneously. Do you guys know Stormy Daniels is a Democrat shill? She was put, she was offered to, I think in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken, We wrote about it. They wanted her to run for senator. You guys remember this? They wanted her to run for senator. I believe it was in New Orleans against the guy who had had a... here's what's interesting about this. Larry Flint had dug up dirt on a senator in this place because that particular guy was one of these, you know, holier-than-thou Bible thumpers. And Larry Flint found out, Flint of Hustler fame, found out that this guy was had an affair, or maybe multiple affairs, I don't know the details. It was 2009. Daniels was drafted to run as a potential Democrat contender to Senator David Vitter. The New Orleans Picayune, here's what they had to say. They said, Senator David Vitter, whose phone calls to a prostitution ring were exposed by an investigator for Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint, now faces a potential Senate challenge from adult film star Stormy Daniels, who asked Flint to run her campaign. In a telephone interview Thursday from Tampa, Florida, Daniels said that while Flint had nothing to do with the draft Stormy boomlet that has drawn her into contemplating the 2010 Louisiana Senate race, I have reached out to him in the last couple of days that I want to discuss if he wants to be my campaign manager. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to see those brochures, said Hastings Wyman, founding editor of the Southern Political Report, which tracks campaigns across the South. Of Vitter, Wyman said, he can't be pleased. Vitter's office offered no comment. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because Daniels grew up in Baton Rouge, became an adult film star, and she moved out to California and the whole deal. And I'm just seeing a conspiracy here. Larry Flint. Vitter, Flint uncovered his extramarital affair, and they said that he did it because of Vitter, I guess it was retribution, they said, for the Clinton-Lewinsky thing. So here's what the New York Times talked about that in 2007. It says, a former New Orleans prostitute says she had an affair with Senator David Vitter in 1999 when he was a newly elected House member. The woman, Wendy Ellis, said she saw Vitter, Republican of Louisiana, two or three times a week from July to November of 1999. Miss Ellis released a transcript of a lie detector test that she took at the request of Larry Flint, and he had offered $1 million to anyone who could prove a sexual encounter with a high-ranking official. By the way, Larry Flint did the same thing to Trump. You guys remember this? He just, I think it was either $1 million or $10 million that he's offered for anybody and, you know, enter Stormy Daniels, I guess, to take it, you know, take the money. I don't know if she's getting paid for this, but I'm just telling you, their relationship and this tactic goes back to 2007 and ultimately 2009 for the Senate race of 2010. Now, she was not officially supported by the Democratic Party, but she definitely campaigned. And this is what she said. The New York Daily News said this of her. And she says, those of you who don't know who I am, she told a lunch crowd at a Baton Rouge eatery, I suggest that you Google that. Don't Google that until you get home from work. She says it's a dirty job, but she'll take the plunge if she finds enough support for stripping Vitter's seat. I love the terminology. She says, I've never said that I'm the best person for the job. I absolutely am not. This is what she told WVLA TV. I think I'm a better choice than the senator they already have. If you get any closer, you're going to have to start tipping me, she told a crowd of jostling photographers in a po' boy shop in New Orleans. So, but as soon as her career started rising, it became a train wreck because guess what? Stormy was, they accused her of a domestic violence with her political advisor and his car got blown up in New Orleans. Now, this is Hollywood here, folks. Now, the trouble started for Daniels, her real name is Stephanie Gregory Clifford, on July 23rd when political advisor Brian Welsh parked Audi erupted in a fireball outside of his New Orleans apartment. So, it says, it got even more stormy for Daniels when she was busted in her Tampa home after a fight with her husband over paying bills and the right way to fold laundry. Yeah, she's a jewel. Let's see how the left continue to spin this story with her and Trump.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.